Okay, good morning, everyone. Tainasesta Tufshin Peidalad. There is an amazing approach to Tainasesta brought in the Sefer Kavayashar and Parak Sadi Zayin, Ritzihersh Kadanavar. And aside from the well-known reason of Tainasesta, which, by the way, the Rush says, why do we fast on Tainasesta? Many people think it's because it's some kind of commemoration to Esther's fast. Most Rishonim don't say that way. Even though I did see this morning in the Arches Chaim of Lunel that Tainus Esther is a commemoration of Esther's fast. The Rush says the reason for Tainus Esther is because we went to war against Amalek. And the tradition in Klal Yisrael is that whenever we go to war, we fast. Even though we have no record that they fasted, but they certainly did. And therefore, to commemorate that, we fast. However, the Kavayasha brings an amazing reason that the Malach who learned with the Beis Yosef revealed to him. And that is, we know that on Purim, because a person is, in to a certain extent, will be indulging in food, in drink, in yayin, and chas v'shalom, there could be a michshol al yedei a ribo yayin. So to keep a person in the right frame of mind, we have a tainus before in order to prepare a person to ensure and to make sure that nothing shaloi teitzei michshal tachas yadai. But then the Kavayashar says that this day is seared into the soul of the day as a day of tefillah. And therefore, the Kavayashar says that Umardachai yada es kasher nasa, that the klipa was very powerful on that day, that Mordechai needed to afflict himself and to cry out and weaken the sitra achra and be ma'ir rachamim. He was vayikra as begadav. And Esther beruach kodesha, she also understood. So it said, vata'amoid b'chatzar hamelech, says the Zohar, ein amida ela tefillah. Interesting, right? Just like by Abraham. Like it says, that is the chatzer before the mikdash shamala, where the shem havaya is misnoitzetz. That's Vata'amoid Esther b'chatzar hamelech, the Melchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say b'chatzar melech Achashverosh. And it says Vayoshet hamelech le'Esther, that it was Mashachileh chut shel chesed b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only to her, the Zohar says, Afilu demischabrin b'hada, anyone who joins with her. So I just want to read to you the very, very powerful words of the Kavayasha. V'lchein anachnu adas Yisrael. Therefore we, the Jewish people, asher shruyin begoyla, were reside in the diaspora, v'soivlin sara golos, and we have to bear the affliction of golos. And even those living in Eretz Yisrael today, they are also soivel the tsar of golos, like we saw very recently. What do we do on Tainus Esther? We gather in the shul shehin nikram. Gamken Chatzar HaMelech, they're the courtyard of the king, Malko Shel Olam. Ubevada yedei amiras haslichos vahatfilos anu ma'orim es Mordechai HaTzadik v'Esther HaMalka. You know, I always wanted to go to the kever of Mordechai and Esther. That's one I haven't been to yet. But there is a way to arouse Mordechai and Esther, even without going to Iran. By saying the slichos and the tfilos, we are Ma'oirer Mordechai HaTzadik and Esther HaMalka. Esther, they join us today because we mentioned there's a chus when we say the slicha b'mei Mordechai v'hadasa hoshata banecha. And therefore the Kavayosha says even the kfarim need to come to shul on Tainus Esther because it's yoim mesugol ma'oid sheyikubal tfilasenu b'schus Mordechai v'Esther. Ah, here's the punchline. B'chomisha tzarech rachamim al eza davar shutzarech lisbala, someone who needs mercy for something they're praying for, yikach pnai la'atzmai, he should take time for himself. B'yom hatainis, V'yomer tchila mizmar chaf beis b'sefer tehillim ayala sashachar. Say mizmar chaf beis, which we know is all about the story of Purim. Ayala sashachar, lama nimshla esel ayala sashachar. Ma shachar, soif halayla af ester soif kol hanisim. Keili keili lama azavtani. Rachayk mishu asi divrei sha'agasi. Ekra lelokim yoimam v'loy sana. V'layla v'loy dumiyali. The psukim we learn out Megillas Esther from. And after you say Perek Chavez, the Achar Kach Yishbach Sicha Rufnei Hashem, the Yavakesh Bakashasai, the Yazkir Zchus Marachev Esther, mentioned the Zchus Marachev Esther, that in their merit Hashem was entreated, the Yiftach Loi Shari Rachamim, Hashem will open for you the gates of mercy, Usukubal Tfilasai Baratzain. So all of our Tfilos should be Neskabel, Barachamim Uvaratzain. Have an easy Tainus, and a Freilichen Purim, Habalein Otaim.